right, be like that.
Oh, sorry, Cressy.
I expect to be cut dead by Morris, but not my brother, too.
I was miles away.
You were, weren't you? I'm just delivering my film reviews.
Cressy?
Yes?
Before you go, may I ask you something?
Since when did you need permission?
Does anything strike you about me?
Eh?
But do I seem different in any way from the last time you saw me?
No.
Oh. Are you sure?
You've got new glasses.
No, I haven't.
What then?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, it clearly does, or you wouldn't be going on about it. Tell me.
Well, promise me you won't send me
up. Oh, for heaven's sake, Dickens.
You know what we were talking about the other day?
Me and Morris?
No, no, the other thing.
Oh, you and your sex life.
Shh.
Oh. Or lack of it.
Well, I took your advice, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, so it's the new fulfilled Dickens verse we're looking at.
You said you wouldn't take the Mickey.
Sorry. Who was it?
Girl at a party.
One night stand?
Yes. Not that it wasn't good, on a purely physical level.
So you've no longer any doubt about being hetero?
Don't worry. I shan't be joining the Hill Farmers League now.
The what?
Well, there's this shortage of women in Welsh hill farming communities. The ideal alternative to becoming a monk. I did think of it at one time.
Oh, Dickon.
I'd really got hung up, but not anymore.
Perhaps I should volunteer for a bit of hill farming.
You still haven't made it up with Morris.
I told you, the move must come from him. If I give way now, he'll walk all over me.
I'm returning these books, and I'd like to renew this one, please.
Me?
Miss Warner?
Oh, hello, Miss Gobb. Thought it was you. I did put my head round the door of the reference library, but you weren't there. How are you?
Much as I was when you last saw me. But I did want to get in touch with you.
Oh?
There's something I wanted to talk to you about in connection with that article you did.
Well, it's my lunch hour now. Would you be free to join me?
Why not cut your throat, Morris, and have done with it?
Hello, Shudley. Aye, me at that.
And then where will we be for an editor?
Oh, well, perhaps you'd better prize the razor from my hand, then.
Is that what you're down about? The editorship?
Partly.
Well, for what it's worth, the advertising department's got 10-1 on you.
That's encouraging.
He wouldn't choose Liz Warner, Morris. She's a nice lady and all that.
Very nice.
But she's got next to no experience on the news side. And from what I hear, Milton Monk's a noted male chauvinist. He wouldn't want a woman editor.
No, it's not her I'm worried about. I don't think she's got hope in hell. But Bruce Ferris has applied.
Did I know him?
Ex-Chronicle. Quite a name in Fleet Street. And Milton likes a name.
I wouldn't worry. Doug said Milton Monk as good as promised you that if Mike left, you'd get the job.
Milton's promises aren't always that reliable.
When will you hear, Morris?
Oh, God knows. Can't be much longer, though. Mike's found a buyer for the house.
Yes.
So he won't want to be hanging about.
I wish I knew who they were.
But doubtless Milton will keep us all biting our nails as long as possible. He must be in his element.
Well, there's no need for you to bite your nails now, anyway. Drink your beer. Relax.
Aye.
How are things with you and Cressida?
I thought you said relax.
You haven't gone back, then.
Well, does it look as though I have?
Don't you want to?
Of course I want to.
Then why not tell her that?
Oh, no.
Morris.
She told me to get out in the first place, right?
Only because you were having a row?
Okay, if she wants me back, she can come and ask me. I'm not crawling to her. Especially after what happened last week.
What was that?
Well, I went round to collect a couple of shirts I'd left. And,
to collect a couple of shirts you'd left.
All right. I hope we might talk. That she might apologize and...
She might?
Well, we both might, then.
So what did happen?
She threw them out the window. Two good shirts.
No.
Just because she's made her money.
And that's the trouble.
What is?
Her money.
No. It's her whole attitude. Ugh. Why did I have to fall for a lady like that?
But you did.
Aye. Hook, line and sinker. I saw her earlier at the paper, talking to Dickon. Good morning, Morris, she said, with that cut glass look. Oh, and I thought my knees were going to give way.
What did you say?
I just nodded. I wanted to take hold of her and... Ah, women. Do you give Cliff a rough time?
He'd probably say yes.
I bet you'd back him up if he put in for editor.
No, I'll uncork the champagne when he puts in for carpenter's mate.
Oh, well, there you are. You care. You're involved. I don't think she even wants me to get the job.
Now you're just being stupid.
I'll show her I'm worth something. If only she didn't make me feel such a balloon. If only I weren't so crazy about her.
I'm sure she is about you, Morris.
Well, she's got a funny way of showing it.
This isn't a very exciting place, but at least there's no dreadful music one can hear oneself speak.
It does make a change. So did Rose on Toast. Better than my usual beer and a sandwich.
Rose on Toast used to be a favourite of Father's. Of course, Mother always wanted exotic foods, like smoked octopus.
What was it you wanted to talk about?
Firstly, I read your article the other week and I still liked it.
Good. I'm delighted.
Yes, I stand by everything I said about my parents.
It was a great success from the reader's point of view.
But not from my sister.
She's been in touch with you?
I had a very neurotic communication from her the other day. She said she knew the Herald's proprietor personally and that the paper would be publishing a letter from her refuting everything I've said.
Well, it won't be.
My sister won't be very pleased.
She agreed to withdraw the letter.
After a little persuasion.
From you? We had a talk, yes.
You are a remarkable woman, Miss Warner. You deserve to get Mr. Nash's job.
How did you know about that?
Mrs. Austin said you were in the running.
Oh, of course. Diana's a neighbour of yours. I hope she hasn't been telling too many people.
I brought the subject up. She wouldn't have mentioned it. Anyway, I wish you luck.
Thanks. But I've already blown my chances. Milton Monk as good as said so to Mike Nash this morning.
Because of my sister?
Oh, only indirectly. I went behind his back when I asked her to change her mind.
Surely it was better for all concerned that the matter was dropped.
Milton might have seen it that way, but he didn't. It was only ever a long shot anyway, the editorship. There is an heir apparent, you see.
Typical of Sylvia misusing her influence. Why did she have to get on to him in the first place? Her quarrel was with me.
I think she honestly felt that your mother needed defending.
What about Father? When did she ever think about him?
When did he ever think about her, though?
Sylvia didn't need him. She was Mother's darling.
And you were his.
Only because Mother didn't have any time for me.
Perhaps from your sister's point of view, it didn't seem like that.
Vice versa, in fact. You did have a talk, didn't you?
Well, it wasn't anything she said, or even wrote in the letter. But somewhere between the lines, I started to see this other little girl, always on show, envying you the security of home and Father.
You'll be suggesting next we get in touch and have a drink together.
It wouldn't be such a bad idea.
I thought you were a realist, Miss Warner, not a sentimentalist.
I am a realist. It seems to me ridiculous. Here you both are, one filling her life with committees and the other living like a hermit.
I'm quite happy as I am, thank you.
Are you?
I have my job.
You retire next year, don't you? And this is the very time you and your sister could help each other, instead of standing in your parents' shadow. Why not send her a note thanking her for withdrawing the letter?
And she rings up and asks me round, and all our differences are forgotten over tea, and we walk hand in hand towards the sunset of our lives.
I'm not that unrealistic.
I have always disliked my sister cordially.
Couldn't you try to make contact, at least?
I'd better be getting back to the library. Shall we have the bill? ¶¶